August 8th. Jesus gives me intimate counsels which are not to be written down. August 9th. Jesus says, those who are not familiar with love, and whose conscience is not tranquil, fear death. And they are the majority. These, when they feel threatened by death because of illness, or age, or any other event, grow fearful, become afflicted, and rebel. They also try, with all their strength, and by every means, to avoid it. Futilely, for when the hour is indicated, no precaution is of use to stave death off. The hour of death is also right because it is given by God. I alone am the master of life and death, and if certain means of death, used by man through demoniacal instigation, are not mine, death sentences are always mine, given to remove a soul from excessive earthly torment, or to prevent greater sins by that soul. Now observe. The gift of life, of a long life, why may it be given by me? For two reasons. First, because that creature who enjoys it is an enlightened spirit with the mission of being a beacon to other spirits still enshrouded in the mists of materiality. Many of my saints have one another. We, triune God, and you, the sons and daughters of God. But those who, unfortunately for them, have not understood my love, have not given me their love, have not understood that only one science is useful, that of love for them, death is fearful. They are afraid. They are even more afraid if they feel they have acted not very well or quite badly. The lying mouth of man, for man's mouth rarely tells the truth, so beautiful and blessed, the truth which I, the Son of God and Word of the Father, have taught you to tell at all times, man's lying mouth, to deceive and comfort himself and deceive others, says, I have acted and act properly. But conscience, which stands like a two-sided mirror before yourself, and before the eye of God, accuses man of not having acted, and not acting at all well as he proclaims. So a great fear thus besieges them. The fear of the judgment of him for whom man's thoughts, acts, and affections are not hidden. But if you fear me, so much as a judge, O unfortunate ones, why don't you avoid, having me as a judge? Why don't you make me your father? But if you fear me, why don't you act according to my orders? Are you unable to listen to me, when I speak to you with the voice of a father who guides you with a loving hand, hour by hour? But at least, obey me when I speak to you with the voice of a king. It will be a less rewarded obedience, on account of being less spontaneous and sweet to my heart. But it will still be obedience. And why then, don't you do so? Death is inevitable. Blessed are those who arrive at that hour clothed in love, to meet the one who is coming. Serene like the passing away of my earthly father, who experienced no trembling, because there was nothing to be reproached in his life will be their death. Joyful like the sleep of my mother, who closed her eyes on earth before a vision of love, for her whole life, which knew no sin, was loving, and she reopened them in heaven, awakening upon the heart of God will be the end of lovers. Do you know, my joy, how lovely it will be for you as well? This morning, when I, as, Eucharist was coming, you experienced a quiver of ecstasy, because you saw me giving you myself. But that is nothing. A little seed of ecstasy tossed into your heart. Just one, so as not to burn you up, for you felt it, you thought you were dying from the emotion. But when the time comes, I will pour out a river of joy, for it will no longer be necessary to maintain your human life, and we shall go off together. Courage, a little more pain out of love for your Jesus, and then your Jesus will abolish pain for you to give you himself completely, himself, measureless joy. In fact, this morning I had such a vivid impression that I was on the verge of crying out. For people shout, not only out of fright or pain, but also out of excessive joy. I thought my heart would give way out of joy, and that I would die like that, with the host still on my tongue.